Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Friday, 12 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and holy cow, do we have a lot of stuff we got to cover today. It's not a happy time in the world right now. There's a lot of conflict, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and we'll go over that appropriately, of course. The big news, two huge stories. You can't decide which one is the most important. First of all, with the Malaysian airliner that was shot down over Ukrainian airspace yesterday, 298 people, I believe, the total death toll, passengers and crew members aboard the airplane. It does appear that it was shot down by a missile, a surface-to-air missile. The news reports that we're getting so far is that this is not the type of missile that you see the news reports of some lone individual, a shoulder-mounted Stinger-type rocket that can be fired by just about anybody. This is a more complex military system that you, again, speculative reports are that you have to have a bit of training in order to fire these. You can't just pick it up, read the instructions on the side, and aim it and launch it.
I guess the question I've got is what would make the Russian separatists, if in fact it is them that launched the missile, and the indications are that it is, what do they gain by this? I mean, what was the purpose of doing this?
Well, the initial Twitter report or Facebook report that one of the leaders of the Russian separatists was bragging that they had shot down a Russian supply aircraft.
Oh, so it's a case of mistaken identity.
Perhaps.
The plane was at regular altitude. That's 30 or 35,000 feet.
Yeah.
You don't know what plane that is.
You have no idea. Unless you have sophisticated radar systems that can identify the transponder that's being sent from it, and I'm assuming, and please forgive this, civilian aircraft, airliners, have a transponder ping that identifies it as it goes from one airfield to the next, one radar installation to the next. It identifies who it is. Perhaps, probably, I would doubt very seriously, if military aircraft have any kind of radar signature at all that say, hey, I'm so-and-so, unless they're flying in friendly airspace. So it appears that it was... and this is speculation. It appears that it was the Russian separatists. This is the group
that
of individuals
that have taken over some of the facilities
right in
the eastern Ukraine.
Right. These are the individuals that want the territory to go back under Russian control, all of the Ukraine to go back to Russian control. They are fighting the Ukrainian government and military, skirmishes, battles here and there. And there is no love lost between these groups. It appears that this is Russian missile equipment that has been utilized by Russian separatists to fire on what they thought was a Ukrainian airship, a supply plane. And, of course, there are individuals that feel that any time that the Russian separatists, those that are pro-Russian government, that want the Ukrainian area to be under Russian rule, they feel that anytime that there's activity, that it is directly related to Putin and his influence, giving aid, giving military information and hardware and so forth. Many people believe that it is Putin's involvement trying to gather control over this area.
But you've got to believe that even Vladimir Putin would not sanction
Absolutely.
The shooting down of a commercial airliner.
Absolutely.
But that's exactly the problem with arming terrorists or arming militants anywhere.
Exactly.
Just like we're thinking of doing in Syria, or just like the Russians and Americans did in Afghanistan during the 80s, or with Palestinians in the Middle East, that you give them weapons, you give them stuff, and then later on when you say it's time to make peace or it's time to negotiate, they say, no, we're not on board with that.
No, we've got really good hardware, and we're pretty happy with what's going on now. So
that all these things eventually are settled politically, and when you have people who are unaccountable to the political world that have these weapons, they're uncontrollable.
Yeah, and so we are going to see a very interesting development of what's going on here when we find out who is responsible and so forth. This is going to be very, very interesting. The separatists took control of the crash site. The separatists have said that they have gathered up, quote, most of the recording devices on the airplane and have shipped them to Moscow. It's going to be a very interesting circumstance.
And we haven't even discussed how if Malaysian Airlines didn't have bad luck, they would have no luck at all.
This is another thing that I found very interesting yesterday. How often do you have one airline have two major disasters in a six-month period? There are some airlines that have never had a major issue. And now Malaysian Airlines, two in the last... The first thing I wanted to know is, who are the major owners of Malaysian Airlines and what was going on with their stock prior to this? That's the first thing I thought of, and I got news for you. The SEC, they're on it this morning. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, yeah, we'll talk about what's going on in Israel as well. And then I promise you, we are going to have some fun today. That's what we do.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.